Welcome. You're listening to the Grow Ortho Podcast, presented by Hip Creative. This podcast is dedicated to those who want to stand strong in their market and be leaders in their community. Now onto the show with your host, Luke Infinger.
So Casey, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me today. I'm really excited to talk about orthodontic sales and just learn more myself about your role and tips and tricks in the TC room. So thanks for coming on and chatting. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, just your role at Fishbein Orthodontics and your experience in the industry?
Okay, cool. Yeah, thanks for having me. So I've been with Dr. Fishbein for 6 years now. I started actually as a sterilization tech while I was in cosmetology school. So I didn't really have like a long-term plan of being an ortho or anything. But after doing that for a while, I moved into the records technician position and kind of got thrown into TCing one day. And then I ended up loving the sales aspect. I loved being a treatment coordinator. So I never actually ended up pursuing hair. I decided to stay in ortho, and I've been director of sales for the last year or so now. And so I'm basically overseeing our team of 6 treatment coordinators. So I'm not TCing full-time anymore, but I kind of travel throughout our locations, you know, oversee our systems and make sure everything's kind of being maintained across the board now. So I love it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for that intro. Walk us through. I really want to focus on the first exam and how someone goes all the way from requesting a consult to becoming a patient. So maybe walk us through the first part of that process and, you know, what happens. I know you guys have a call center. What happens when, if I were to want to come in and request an appointment, how does that work out and how does the baton get passed off to the treatment coordinator?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have so many ways that our patients can request a new patient exam. Of course, you can just call the office and our call center can make you an exam appointment. We do have a 72-hour rule. So if a patient wants to be seen as soon as possible, they have to get them in within 3 days. Even if there's not an opening, we do overbook out to the side. Aside from that, you know, we do our Facebook ads. So if they request an appointment through there, we get the email and we'll immediately call and get them scheduled. We do virtual consultations on our website. So they can request an appointment through SmileSnap and we'll do it that way. So we have a lot of different avenues for patients to request that initial exam. And as far as the actual exam goes, once they get into our office, we have 30 minutes total with each patient. So we're typically scheduling up to 33 or more a day. And it basically just starts, you know, they come in while mom's filling out paperwork. Our records technician will go ahead and grab them from the waiting room, take full records. So it's hand stuff and photos on every patient. And that's included in our 30-minute exam time. So we typically give records techs about an 8-minute window to get full records taken. During that time, the TC, you know, calls mom back. We'll go over health history, everything like that with the paperwork. And then records are printed and we're ready to grab the doctor within the first like 8 minutes of them being there. So after that, of course, we go grab the doctor. They typically have a 1 to 2 minute window in the room. So they're in and out pretty quick. And it's the TC doing a lot of talking after that. So going over fees, asking for the sale, everything like that.
Yeah. So I want to dig in a little bit on some of those points. You said 72 hours, you know, someone has to get in with 72 hours. Why is that?
Yes. Dr. Ben has always he's always been very into making things happen for the patient. And, you know, if a patient's shopping around trying to get in with your office and they're really wanting ortho treatment and they're highly motivated to start, they're going to go with whoever they can get in with first. So, you know, even if they love everything about your office, your website looks great, but they call someone else that can get them in this week and you're saying you can get them in 7 weeks, they're not going to start with you. They're going to already have braces by that point. So we've had that role for a few years now and it's always worked out really well.
Yeah, that's amazing. And availability is huge. I know that across any industry, especially in today's world where we want things now and most things are available over the internet, if you don't make yourself available, you're not going to set yourself up for success. So I know a lot of offices can learn from that, especially now with you know, pent up demand. People are backlogged and trying to get in all these established patients as well as new patients. So it's probably really challenging, but something that we've also suggested is that offices could use the virtual exam now to just get the process started. So if I want to come in today, you know, go ahead and get the process started virtually. So that's awesome.
For sure.
The other thing that you mentioned was 30 minutes. Then you mentioned 8 minutes and 1 to 2 minutes. It sounds like you guys have this down to a science. How did you guys come up with that process and define those things? That's my first question. Second question is, how do you track it?
So we slowly got to that process. When I started, we had an hour per exam. One day, Dr. Ben was like, we're going to 45 minutes. Let's make it happen. So to do that, we just slowly had to, you know, get quicker with each step of our consult process. And then same thing, one day he came in, he's like, we can do this in 30 minutes, schedule a new patient every 15. So the doctors understand in order to make that happen, they have to do their part. They can't spend 20 minutes of our 30 minute exam in the room. So they're very quick. They trust the TCs, you know, the TCs know what they're talking about. They know how to explain the treatment to the patient. And they know if the patient has more questions, you can go grab the doctor again. And that never happens. I don't think it's ever happened in one of my exams, but they're very, you know, capable of doing that. So as far as records go, that kind of happened the same way. We would actually secretly time our records techs and give them praise whenever they got quicker. And then eventually we'd be like, let's see if we can beat this 8 minute window. So they get a lot of training and they know they have another new patient coming in every 15 minutes. So they want to be quick too. And then, yeah, our fee presentation, it's very simple. It's the same every single time. So it takes 5 minutes every time, no matter what.
So that's really cool too, because I've seen a lot of offices and even some services want to complicate things, even like fees. And, you know, I'm all about giving the patient one choice, because then it's very easy to, you know, learn any objections around that, or it's very easy for them to even just digest it and understand it. So that's really
absolutely
cool. Yeah, that's awesome. You guys have made it so simple and that you have those times in place to hold everybody accountable and really provide the best experience to the patient. So super cool.
Thank you.
So do most patients who come in, do you think that they want to start treatment and that's why they're there?
Yeah, 100%. I think we're all so busy nowadays. Nobody's taking an hour out of their day to take off work and take their kid out of school just to, for the fun of an appointment. Everyone that comes in, I think they are motivated to get started. And, you know, when you can eliminate a lot of the obstacles that would stop them from getting started from the get-go, it's a very easy, quick process. Most of our patients, when they find out they can start that day, they're so excited because they don't have to waste all of that time, you know, coming in for another appointment next week. So I think definitely most people are motivated to get started when they come in.
I bring that up because, and I don't know if this is true, but I've heard many people say the national average for converting a patient in the TC room is about 54%. And I think some people can think they still have to really sell, you know, make the sell happen and sell the patient. But if the patient's there, they're already kind of pre-sold. So, you know, what's your thoughts around that? And even you're talking about removing obstacles, you know, walk us through maybe some of the key obstacles that you guys removed, for instance, same day starts. You know, what's your thoughts around that? Because I think the national average could be way higher if we just shifted our mindset and really believed that the patient is there to move forward and all you need to do is make it as simple as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is a big thing. Our TC's mindset is that every patient that comes in wants braces or Invisalign, and they are most likely going to get them that day. So having your TC's be highly motivated for same day starts, that's been huge for us. And as far as eliminating obstacles goes, of course, the main thing is always going to be fees. And we have focused so much on simplifying our fee estimate process over the years. And it's very streamlined now. We do the exact same thing every single time. So we always lead with that payment plan of $300 down, and it has to be less than $200 a month. So that's our TC's rules for financing. And that typically just eliminate any questions from the patient. We don't give any options. So there's really nothing for them to, you know, be overwhelmed by or need to go home and talk to their spouse about. It's very, I feel like most people that come in, they don't feel like they have to go home and sit down with the husband or wife before spending $300. So, and aside from that, also our doctors in the exam room, I think sometimes, you know, when the doctor's spending 20 minutes in the room, sitting down, going super in depth about the science of orthodontics with the patient, you know, they end up taking all this information in. They feel like it's a big deal, something they need to really go home and like digest and then come back. We don't, we try to keep every single part of the process extremely simple. And I think that helps a lot with the eliminating obstacles part.
So some of the offices who may be struggling and listening or watching this, maybe simplifying is the solution for those offices. That's really cool. And you talked about your contract being simple as well as fees. Walk us through a little bit on that. So your down payment is $300, right?
Yes, that's what we leave with. Of course, you'll still have patients, well, what if I pay in full? At that point, we will let them know, you know, what our pay in full discount is. We'll get into the other options, but we're not going to lead with four options that they need to go home and decide on.
Gotcha. So what do you do if someone says, I don't know if I can pay $300 today?
I would ask them if they can pay $150 today. And normally they can. And then I will draft the other $150 in 1 to 2 weeks.
Perfect. That's awesome. And did you guys test different down payment numbers to get to $300?
Oh, yeah. We've done everything over the years. So that's definitely just been like the sweet spot as far as the down payment goes. We've tried, you know, when we first started introducing doing a lot of Invisalign to our practice, we had a difference in our down payment. So we would let the patient pay. I think it might've been like $500 for braces or $1,000 that day if they wanted to do Invisalign. And everyone needed to go home and think about it before they could just commit to $1,000 down. So we've tried quite a few different options, but this has been the best as far as same-day starts go.
Awesome. All right. So let's chat about same-day starts really quick. When did you guys, because that's a really big buzzword in the industry, and some people are really struggling with this or doing very little same-day starts. And I think it just comes down to process. So making a process that's very easy for everyone. And then obviously the patient's already there, so why wouldn't they want to start?
Right.
So walk us through the shift. I'm imagining you were there when the shift took place to where you guys are doing a lot of same-day starts now. Walk us through how that happened.
Yeah. So when I first started, they were definitely kind of a foreign concept to our office. We did not do many of them at all. When I first started, actually, our TC at the time was also a trained clinical assistant. So she would get the same day start, take them back to the clinic, do the IV herself. It was very like it didn't happen that often for us. So now that we've made it more of just, you know, it's what we do, we expect at least 10 same day starts per location a day. Our team knows, our clinic knows to expect it. There's no pushback from it anymore, which is amazing. And it's definitely a TC mindset. We expect that most of the new patients we get in that day are going to want to same day start. I think even just our treatment coordinators having that expectation, it helps with their verbiage. Like, why wouldn't they start that day? We're taking out any obstacles they could possibly have. We're making it convenient for our patients. You know, we're doing them a service by allowing them to not have to, again, take off work, you know, a second time, take their kids out of school another time. So, and it just goes back to eliminating those obstacles as far as payments go. We really try not to make that a big deal for our patients. You know, if they can't afford the $300 down, we'll, you know, ask them, what can you put down today? We'll make that work. We'll try to make the monthly payments work. And as far as like needing to go home and talk to spouse, we'll always offer, you know, absolutely, this is a big decision. You definitely want to discuss it with your husband. You know, we can step out of the room for a minute if you want to go ahead and give him a call or FaceTime. We can answer any questions you have. So doing that, a lot of times they will actually go ahead and call their spouse, you know, say they're good to go, and we'll be able to get started that day. Another thing we've done, if you're just kind of like trying to implement same day starts, are incentives. Those have been huge for us. We have our upgraded Clarity, the gold bracket, V-Profiles, Gobi toothbrushes. We've tried all of these different things. You know, if the patient wants to get started that day, we can throw it in. The biggest thing for us, I think, has been the down payment match promo we're doing right now. This is the third month that we've ever done this, and it is huge. So we tell the patient, you know, for the month of June, if you start the day of your new patient exam, we'll match your down payment up to $500. And typically once they find that out, even if they felt like they didn't have the money, they're finding a way to get the money at this point. So that's been a very big help with same day start.
Yeah, that's incredible. And do you guys incentivize anyone on the team for same day starts?
Yes. So our TCs are all commission based, which is another reason they are so motivated and just expect that every patient is going to same day start. They are bonus based on getting same day start, selling the retainer plan, and selling the Zoom whiting.
That's incredible. So I think that's huge. You want to let people know when they're going to be rewarded and how they're going to be rewarded. I've seen a lot of offices who don't do that. And really, it comes down to, again, a mindset, maybe scarcity, maybe just a little, you know, of unknown or uncharted territory. But if you really look at it in a simplistic way and understand that this is sales, salespeople are incentivized based on commission. And when they know that they're rewarded for certain things, they're going to perform at a higher level. So I think that's awesome. And even for the offices who may be listening to this that are startups, it's a perfect way to just implement this right away. You know, even if you have one TC or you just started, or even if it's just not working that well, think about moving to a bonus based structure based on performance.
I've seen 100%.
I've seen that work so well across many industries, and you guys are absolutely crushing it. So that's awesome.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's how we started as well. It was just two TCs when we first kind of made that switch. And he did immediately switch us over. You know, our pay had always been straight hourly. And he was like, look, this is what our focus is going to be now. We want to grow. We want to get more same day starts, and completely changed our entire pay structure. And it was very, very motivating. So that's always been exciting for us.
Yeah, that's amazing. So let's go through the process of if a patient comes in and doesn't start, what do you guys do? What does that process look like?
Yeah, so I run pending reports through our practice management software, and I'll do this at the beginning of each month, and I will assign pending reports for the previous month to each treatment coordinator. They have the month to complete it, and then at the end of the month, they'll email them back to me so I know they're all done. So that's our monthly pending. And then, of course, occasionally I will run the long-term pending reports as well. Those are bigger lists. And they will have, you know, again, about a month to get through of that. Aside from that, every single new patient, the TCC is tracked in an Excel spreadsheet. That's how they're actually paid. That's how we get the bonus. You know, we have an Excel that formulates all of that. So say they have a patient they need to keep track of on their own, maybe somebody that did a scan that day but couldn't pay and was supposed to call their down payment in 3 days later. They'll, you know, make little notes for themselves to go back through their Excel, and they can see who to call that way.
That's awesome. Do you guys ever do reactivation type of campaigns where you may be more aggressive with people in recall or give them an offer, like with this down payment match? You know, do you guys go through that list and say, okay, we're going to now call these people and say, hey, we're running a special for June. Is there any type of process like that?
Yes, we've done that before, where they've sent out cards to the long-term pending and let them know that we have a promotion for a certain dollar amount off right now. And then that's something, as far as the down payment match promo goes, that's something we kind of use as much as we need to as well. Even on virtual consults, we'll let them know, you know, if you do want to go ahead and make your down payment over the phone today, we can match that. So that's definitely something that we use for pending.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. It's been super helpful, and I know listeners are going to see and just be able to implement a lot of things from this that are simple, but make a big difference. So thanks so much for taking the time to jump on and chat.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So if listeners would like to reach out, if they have any questions for you, what's the best way to contact you?
My email is casey@fishortho.com. It's K-A-S-E-Y. Or you can always call the office and ask for me, but definitely email would be
awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to learn more about improving your healthcare marketing, day-to-day operations, and standing strong in your market, send us an email at hello@hipcreativeinc.com. That's hello@hipcreativeinc.com. Or jump over to our website at hip.agency.